Kevin Kurz from Comcast in the Bay Area joins us again. Kevin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. The Sharks, obviously in uncharted waters, never having missed the playoffs in over a decade. And there's a lot of, you know, people wondering what's going to happen in the offseason. Doug Wilson, Todd McClellan. Do you think it's a massive house cleaning in San Jose? They're going to stay stand pat? What's the scuttlebutt coming out of the Sharks?
Well, you know, clearly there's going to be have to be some changes made. Obviously, I think Todd McClellan isn't on a little bit of a hot seat, as they say. And really, I'm not sure I can see him returning if the team does miss the playoffs. So, but that being said, that's we're not sure if Doug Wilson's going to even be able to make that decision. Obviously, there have been some kind of strange things that have happened in the last 12 months coming from the general manager's office. So, you know, ownership kind of stays in the shadows here, so it's tough to really predict what they're thinking or what's going to be done. But I think it's pretty evident that something's going to have to change here.
Yeah, it's an odd dynamic, and I'm looking at it from a long way away. I never did get the thing with the C with Joe Thornton, and I mean, I've got nothing bad to say about Todd McClellan. I'm wondering, though, as is the case with a lot of really good coaches, if the message starts to get lost after a while when it's the same messenger year after year.
Right, that's interesting you say that, because basically Todd said the same thing after they blew the playoffs, the playoff round to Los Angeles last year. He admitted that the message stopped getting through from the coach's office to the dressing room. And, you know, I took that a little bit as an indictment on the team's leadership, and obviously we saw what happened from there. But, you know, Todd admitted that at the end of the year last year, and that's why I think a lot of people were surprised that he actually did come back for this season. But, you know, he did. He's got the 1 year left on his contract now after this one. Doug Wilson came out right away, basically, after that playoff clash of the Kings and said, Todd McClellan is still my guy. And then, you know, things kind of progressed from there and got a little strange, obviously. But, you know, that could certainly be the case. Now, is that on Todd's shoulders, or is that the fault of the guys in the dressing room and the leadership group not relaying Todd's message to the rest of the team? I think that's something that can be debated.
Kevin Kurz joins us. Kevin, you know, Todd McClellan, there's a lot of people that really like what he's done as a head coach and, you know, never missed the playoffs until this year. And I know they never went to the Stanley Cup final and everything else, but coaches ultimately don't play the game, right? You need the players on the ice. You know, injuries at times, doesn't matter who, you know, that can impact the coach. When you look at overall, what do you feel are McClellan's best strengths as a head coach?
Well, you know, you talk to the players in the room, and there were rumors about him back earlier in the season. I don't remember if it was November or December, but just about every player you talk to says that he's hard, but he's fair. And I think in this day and age, that's what you need. You know, the John Tortorella approach I don't think really works anymore. And then, you know, and on the flip, the reverse of that, you can't really have a guy that's I think too soft either. You have to find that middle ground, and that's what the players who play for Todd McClellan say that he is and that he has. So, and Larry Robinson also is another guy that obviously has been around for a long time and has seen just about everything. And he has nothing but good things to say about Todd. And you can tell that Larry's sincere when he talks about Todd, saying that he's one of the hardest working coaches he's ever seen. One of the best coaches he's ever seen, just a tireless work ethic, and a guy that wants to win. So, you know, I think all that added up is why, even if Todd McClellan is unemployed come, you know, April 12th, he could have a job by April 13th. I think that's everyone I talk to around the league, it seems to suggest that's how strong his reputation is. And if he doesn't come back here with the Sharks, I think there's no doubt that he's going to have a job somewhere else next season.
Yeah, Kevin, you're absolutely right. You just need to look around the league. No coach comes in, stays with the same team for his entire career, and there's a whole lot of names engraved on that Stanley Cup, coaches who've been fired. Now, player personnel, It needs to change. The Sharks are in danger of getting old on their top end in general, but specifically Thornton, Marlowe. The problem is those players have a say on whether they move or not. It looks to me like a bit of a bind right now.
Yeah, that's fair to say. And Doug Wilson has already come out and said that he's not going to ask Patrick Marlowe or Joe Thornton to waive their no trade clauses. So right away, there's really no reason to think that those two players are not going to be here next season. I think they almost certainly will be, unless there's some sort of a major dramatic change, which you know obviously is possible. But you know, you look at this team, the way they're built right now, they have Joe Thornton, who had a great year. Patrick Marlowe, not as much. You know, he's not even at 20 goals here, and he's, you know, money wise their highest paid player at $7 million, so that's not enough. They didn't get enough from him this year. Joe Pavelski and Logan Couture and Mark Edward Vlasic, I think you could say, are in the primes of their careers, and each of those players had strong seasons, but you know, from there it's a pretty dramatic drop off, and they wanted to go younger. They wanted to integrate some of the younger guys onto their roster, but you look at some of the sophomore players, Thomas Hertl, Matt Nieto, backup goalie Alex Stalock, their numbers all dropped off pretty dramatically for at least the first three quarters of the season. Nieto's been better, Stalock's been better lately, but there's a whole number of players, I think, on this team that could have benefited from more time in the minor leagues, and to me, I think some of these guys were rushed. And you look at Mirko Mueller, he's a 19-year-old defenseman. He didn't look NHL ready this year, played some good games, but he probably would have been better off playing in the lesser league. Nieto and Hertl really struggled to produce, and I think Hertl especially struggled with his confidence early in the season. There's really no reason he shouldn't have been in the AHL in November or December, but they just didn't have the depth in the organization to fill that hole that would have been left had they sent him down. So, you know, that's on management and the coaching staff. And really, it's just that's why they find themselves in the position they're in now here, missing the playoffs.
Joe Thornton and Patrick Marlowe, you know, Joe Thornton's on record, off record, to say he loves San Jose, doesn't really want to move. I don't know if a new general manager can suddenly change his opinion on that one, Kevin. So when you look at the Sharks, you know, how they're going to improve their team, you know, and Joe Thornton is still a good player. Like, there's no doubt about that. So, you know, maybe considering moving him really isn't, you know, it's looking at the wrong problem. What do you feel in the offseason is priority number one, regardless of who the GM is? What's the position they have to improve the most in San Jose?
Well, you know, if you listen to Doug Wilson around the trade deadline, he almost seemed to suggest that he's going to try to take, and obviously this is all assuming he's around to make these decisions, but he, I think, is going to try to take advantage of some teams that maybe are up against the salary cap and maybe have a player that either this team suddenly can't afford or maybe a younger player who's going to require a pretty big contract extension at some point in the near future. This team does have plenty of salary cap space. So I think first and foremost, that's what they're going to try to do to help rebuild the roster. And in terms of a trade, there aren't a whole lot of players they can trade if they don't want to go anywhere. Even Pavelski, Vlasic, and Logan Couture have limited no-trade clauses. But the one guy I think that maybe could get moved in a big deal is Brent Burns. I look at Brent Burns specifically. They moved him back on defense this year. Numbers-wise, he's been great. Offensively on the power play, he's been very good. And in terms of just raw skill and raw talent, Brent Burns might be second on the team just to Joe Thornton. But I think he's made too many errors in the defensive zone for the coaching staff's liking. And interestingly enough, right after the trade deadline, you know, Brent Burns was playing 24, 25 minutes a night. As soon as that trade deadline passed, he started playing 20, 21 minutes a night. And to me, that was a little bit of a red flag. You know, here's a guy that played defense for the whole year, was a very successful and very good power forward the year before. He's a versatile guy. I think he's better off at forward. Frankly, they should have left him there for this season. They probably would have been better off. So if there's some sort of blockbuster trade, I tend to think Brent Burns is going to be the centerpiece from the Sharks' standpoint and a guy that could very well get moved.
Kevin, we always appreciate it. Quick, we've got about 30 seconds. I agree with you on Burns playing four. I heard that the coach wanted him to play four, but the general manager was the one who wanted to play D. Any truth to that?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. Well, definitely, yeah. When your coach and GM aren't on the same page, and to me, I think your coach should get to choose where the players play, in my opinion. What do you think?
I agree, and it was an odd decision, and Doug Wilson came out and made that announcement very early in the summer last year. And I thought when he did that, it was kind of maybe a reminder to the rest of the general managers in the league, but he can also play defense. Maybe that makes him more marketable as a trade piece.
Appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight, Kevin.
Okay, thanks, guys. Anytime.